That, so it's not about loneliness, it's about you. It's about not you, obviously, but it's about you needing approval from other people. Ultimately, you're just looking for validation, and that's not my job.
A reading from the Book of Sadness.
Hi, welcome to the pod. I'm Mickey.
I'm Aaron.
We bought this book a while ago that says I trade my husband for a housekeeper because we found it at Bookman's, and it is awful.
It's sad.
So, yeah, a reading from the Book of Sadness. There's a lot of just, like, little quotes in here. This says, we want two different kinds of sex. She wants emotional sex. Slow, loving, Fabio with long hair and wind blowing, and she's told that she's loved the whole time.
That sounds nice.
I want physical sex, like in a porn magazine or in a film.
Is that a direct quote?
Direct quote from Stan, married 10 years, two children in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Is this, so, oh, that's just the end of it.
That's all it says.
Oh.
Stan from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I think needs to go to therapy.
Are we uplifting that? Is that, how are we supposed to interpret that?
It feels a lot like the gender essentialism thing that fundies do, where they're like, men are visual and men want ba ba ba, and women are just so emotional, they're hysterical, and they want ba ba ba. When the truth is that people exist on a spectrum of interest and desire as far as sex is concerned, from no interest at all of the time, to like very interested all of the time, and everywhere in between. And there's also like another axis of like,
it's the chart
thing. Types of, yes, like spectrum, meaning literally like the rainbow, you know, like, well, pick a, like, color thing.
The XY graph, you know, and you can put, I only have two hands.
I hear what
you're
saying. But
I would put little points on if you want more of this, more of this, more of this. Because that's the thing too. The cool thing about that is if you communicate with your partner, then you could have the oyster. You know, you could just...
Yeah, have the, if you're pearl, just like honest about it.
Yeah, you could have whatever you wanted. And you could talk about it and be on the same page, and then both enjoy
yourselves. Well, and also imagine if we are feeding into our relationship because we have a genuine love and care, that we're both going to reap the benefits of that.
That was like, also, you're like, been married 10 years. I'm like, man, that ain't shit. That ain't shit. I'm just kidding. That's a long time, though.
I mean, we've been married for 10 years, but I feel like we got married 5 minutes ago.
I know. I do feel that, too.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's because we don't start every sentence with, well, you annoy the piss out of me, but I still love you, dang it, because it's better than being single.
Yeah.
You know?
That perspective on marriage is also a very fundamentalist thing, and I don't really agree with that.
It's very straight.
Yeah.
It's very hetero.
It is like the problematic.
Boring.
Yeah. I just like you.
Can I start with a reading too today?
Sure.
Okay. I'll be starting my reading from the Book of Reddit.
Oh, okay, love.
I actually just read this like 30 seconds ago.
Ooh, fun.
While I was looking for something else. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I, female 22, have been dating this girl, female 21, for about 3 months, and it's been great. Okay. The only red flag I've seen before this was she was a bit messy, leaving things without putting them away, including trash. Been there.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Ooh, that's a red flag. But...
Anyway, yesterday we went to a karaoke club, got super wasted, and she spilled her drink all over us. No big deal. We went to my apartment. We were in the shower, nothing sexy or anything like that. We were too drunk for that. But I remember looking down and there was a streak on the bottom of the shower, and I asked her what it was. I shit you not, she said, oopsie, I did a poopsie, and pushed a ball of shit into the drain with her toe.
No, 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 no.
Throwing up emoji.
Ew.
I didn't know what to say. I kind of just stood there. This chick really just pooped. I told myself that she was drunk and we could talk about it tomorrow, parentheses, today. Fast forward to this morning, we woke up, I could not get what I saw yesterday out of my head, and so I tried to keep it light and laugh about the pooping, maybe try to get it in the toilet in the future, and she goes on to explain that she just feels comfortable with me and doesn't want to hide who she is anymore.
What?
I asked if she pooped in the shower all the time. She does.
Stop.
I asked if she could refrain from doing so in my shower, and she agreed. Okay. I just feel like I can't move past this and look at her the same and kind of want to break up with her. Am I overreacting?
No.
Okay.
I,
that was the general consensus as well.
To what degree do you think that's fake? Like, is that AI?
No, like, there weren't karma? There weren't any M dashes. I don't think I saw a single M dash.
I feel attacked by that though, because I use M dashes all the time.
Not a single M dash.
I've been a faithful M dash user for years.
No, I think that was real.
Before AI co-opted them.
I honestly, if so, God, gosh, you know, I feel like okay. Well, yeah, because you pee in the shower.
Of course.
Yeah, I didn't feel that way about it. I will now, but also it's not good for you to do that either.
Sure.
Right? Because they said you can associate the sounds of running water with having to
sure,
go.
Sure,
yeah,
sure,
like,
sure. Whatever.
But like, I'll do it. I'm not gonna lie and sit here and tell you I'm above it.
It's
I'm not
like I look forward to it.
Same.
But if I get in the shower and I'm like, oh, dang, I didn't realize I had to pee. Yeah. But now I do because it's hot in here.
It feels wasteful to go to the toilet, piss.
Also, I'm not getting water all over the floor in the toilet to go pee.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to pee.
Yeah.
Like, that's just easier to me.
But I feel like shitting in the shower is a complete other level. Also,
yeah,
the smell. If it's a warm shower, I'm sure we're not taking a cold shower.
Ew, that's so
Would that
gross.
Be a relationship ruiner? Yeah. Even after they said they agreed to not do it anymore?
Yeah. Because I can't unsee that. I'm sorry.
Because also, that's the thing, too. I'm like, where did you learn? Or, like...
The thing, too,
also,
is
that,
like...
Also, sanitizing after?
That's such a good question.
Because urine is sterile, right?
No.
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 But you use it to jellyfish stings.
No, that was a joke from friends. Don't do that.
Jellyfish stings? You don't actually piss
no,
on them?
No, 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 no. Don't
Shut
do that.
Up.
That's so bad for you.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm
that's
so
serious.
That's
not a real thing?
No. Do not do that. That was
no.
a joke from a TV show, and it has been such a prolific myth. Do not do that.
That's are you,
do
are
not,
you fucking with me?
Do not urinate on any wounds that you have, jellyfish
that
or
was
otherwise.
A joke?
Yes, it is so incredibly
As
unsanitary.
I have to worry about jellyfish living in a desert.
Yeah,
but I was like,
no.
if that ever happens to me, I'm prepared.
No,
but now I'm
if,
unprepared.
If you have a jellyfish sting, go to the doctor. Talk to a medical professional. Call
oh
a nurse
God.
Helpline.
Oh
go to urgent
God.
Care.
Wow,
Google
that was from
it.
A TV show?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was from Friends. Maybe it was a different show. But
yeah.
I'm like 99% sure that it was like a joke in a show. It was like part of a bit that just like caught on. Yeah, don't do that. Because urine
wow.
is also not sterile. This is also part of the misconception of like, you can drink your own urine. It's sterile. No, you cannot.
I just saw
that
a clip.
Man from that survival show. Is a liar. Do not drink your pee unless you're obviously like gonna die in the wilderness, but don't do that.
I've always had this vision in my head if I ever needed to, like I would lay down and try and like water, like if I needed to, not like it, but I think it'd be funny, you know, like it's like, you know, anyways, we are so far off topic now. We are so far.
Oh my God. Do you think you'd be able to do that?
I don't know. It's that thing. It's like this is like sticking your dick in Jello. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair. I do
you
think that
saying?
Would be interesting.
I remember one time when I was a kid growing up, we were coming home from somewhere. I don't even. It doesn't even matter. My aunt was with us.
You have a list.
And I, you know, I was a young child and I had to pee, and so we stopped off. We pulled off on the side of the road. It was the middle. You know, it was dark.
Oh, okay. I was like, please tell me you did not piss in your mouth.
No, I did not piss in my mouth. But
okay.
Yeah,
I
don't know why it's. And so I'm pissing. I'm a child, you know.
Sure.
And now I'm like, is this a weird story?
Too late.
And I'm pissing on the side of the road, and I'm like, seeing how far it can go. You know, I just remember like.
I would do that too. If I had been like a child with a penis, I would have like played with how.
My mom and my aunt thought that was funny shit. Just like a little.
I mean.
Obviously, I had my back to the car. Like, I remember
no,
the
sure,
road.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, you pissed
no,
me
I
the
had
de-
to do
we
that
were
too.
In the middle of the desert.
Yeah,
obviously.
Like road trips and stuff where you're like, I didn't have to go then.
And
then
now
you're,
I
they're
do.
Like. Okay, well, we're in the middle of nowhere, so, like, cope. My mom did the thing where she put both the car doors out
yes.
and then put a towel around
yes.
them because, obviously, I
yeah.
didn't have the anatomy to do that, so yeah. I had to squat on the side of the road,
yeah.
which was terrible. Well, hi.
Welcome to the
Thanks
pod.
Thanks for coming. I don't know how this keeps happening. How do we keep talking
every
about
time,
pee and poop on
time,
this podcast?
Every time.
Well, okay. I do have some updates. Hold on.
Oh, what updates do we have? Hope everyone's doing well.
I do have some updates about the Katy Perry situation.
Oh, my God.
We talked about this last time.
2 weeks ago, through a month ago now.
Yeah. First update, Katy Perry has canceled the rest of her tour or quite a few of the concert dates on her tour.
If I was excited to see an artist and I saw that fuck ass shit going on, I would be out. I would be like, you know what? Never mind.
I'm not
my
going.
Fucking ticket. Never
Especially
mind.
If the tickets were cheap.
I would be so disappointed.
Yeah.
I would be so heartbroken if someone, an artist I looked up to, someone I couldn't wait to see.
Yeah.
Also, too, like, oh, man, I feel like there should be a rule, and there shouldn't be a rule, but when you're money grabbing for a concert, like, no, you got to finish that shit. You got to fucking
yeah.
eat your L. Eat
well,
that
yeah.
fucking... And also, too, all the stadium workers, all the fucking Joe Schmoes.
Yeah, all the audio people who make concerts happen. Things,
the crew, yeah. The tour. Now, are they getting staff. Paid? Are they getting paid the rest of their
exactly
their are amount?
Those, yeah.
Are we just we cut just the losses?
Telling those people like who didn't take jobs or who were depending on that income.
Yep.
But also too like the fans who traveled and paid for lodging and paid for travel
are we
stuff.
Like refunding? And like
yeah, no, they're not getting fucking refunded. Because like sure, maybe their ticket price is going to get refunded, but the people who had to like book flights or book yeah. hotels or paid for gas or like you know whatever bought
can
outfits
traveling
like,
to see Katy Perry.
I mean no, but there's stands for every famous person, yeah, you know. So like that's just something that sucks. I understand that artists have to cancel obviously for things that are like illness or like when there's really shitty shit happening.
It's
like fair enough
situation here,
but just for like oh I'm upset that my tour's not going well so I'm not going, like dude,
I think it's that thing too when rich people have to come down from Olympus. And they're like, they oh my like God, it. Why do they praise? Why aren't they praising me?
They don't like it. Yeah.
Stan y'all's fucking fucks.
That's a them problem. Okay, but speaking of that, hold on. I want to show you something. We're probably going to have to cut a lot of this out.
Okay.
Because it has copyrighted music in it. Okay, so do you remember the Katy Perry song that is called Thinking of You? Probably
nope.
Not, because I didn't either.
California Girls, I Kissed
fair.
A Girl, Dark Horse. Something about glasses.
That's probably it, yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me read you some of the lyrics. You probably won't recognize them, but just for the sake of people who won't be able to listen to the song.
Okay.
Just give it a quick Google because...
Slap it into Spotify, Pandora
yeah,
even.
Exactly.
Also, someone... This is a grievance. It's a mild one, okay. I will say. But also, I'm... Yeah, you know what? If you're going to put music on at the gym... And force everyone to have to listen to your shit.
Yeah.
Can we at least pay for fucking Spotify?
Honestly,
why are
fair.
We like
with
getting
the
an
ads.
Ad? Like you cheap ass motherfucker. And also, if you're going to the gym that I'm going to, I know goddamn well that you can afford to have fucking Spotify. So quit fucking yucking up my ear space.
That's
and to turn
true.
My music up all the way, which is fine. I would have been doing that anyways. But
yeah.
It's not the point. It's the principle. And that's what I really want to hit on here. Is it's the principle.
Yeah.
You're gonna force me to listen to music. I don't want to be forced to listen to fucking ads.
You make it sound like you know that people can afford it because you go to a like fancy pants gym.
I don't go to a fancy pants gym.
I know.
Cannot stand fancy pants gyms. In fact, recently went to a local gym here. It was perfect. It was so Tucson. It was
yeah.
rough and gruff. It was out of an old fucking warehouse and they just put a bunch of turf on the ground. Everything's spray painted.
Yeah.
It's fucking sick. We got big ass speakers. It's loud. It's sweaty. It's dirty and dusty. That's that shit
it's
I
very
like.
Tucson thing.
That's what
yeah.
I love. I love that shit.
Aaron just said that because the gym that you went to is one that people from your work often go to.
Other people, cool people though, people I like.
Well, yes, but if they work at your job, they can afford Spotify.
They can afford Spotify.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Can afford you. The like cheap.
I know what they're making, so I know.
Okay, so let me read you some of these lyrics. The section of the song that is going viral is
okay.
this lyric, which is problematic, but whatever. It says, "You're like an Indian summer in the middle of winter, like a hard candy with a surprise center. How do I get better once I've had the best? You said there's tons of fish in the water, so the waters I will test." The section of the song that is going viral is something that Katy Perry sang at a recent performance in Texas, I believe,
okay.
where she is responding to a criticism about the song.
Okay.
People were sort of memeing that the original song sounds like she is way over enunciating the lyrics.
Okay.
It's hard. I don't want to do it on camera because it's embarrassing. But it's like that thing where you're like moving your mouth all around. Like,
It's not singing in cursive.
No, it's the opposite of that.
Okay, like if the opposite. So it's like singing.
Yes.
So like super staccato.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So people were memeing about how odd it is to look back at the song and realize that she's singing it in such a strange way with her mouth like all weird.
And this is the music video or then the performance?
Both.
Both.
So
okay.
in the recorded version of the song, in
and,
past performances
okay.
of this song, she is singing it in this way. But at this most recent performance in Texas, she gets up on stage with her little acoustic guitar to sing this song.
Oh, she plays acoustic guitar.
And she goes, "I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it." And then starts singing it in this very over-exaggerated staccato way where she's like way over-enunciating the
Wait,
words.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on, let me explain.
Okay, sorry.
Way over-enunciating the words. As like a joke where she sings this verse of the song and then she goes, "I don't sing like that." and then takes the guitar off and then like continues with the performance of it. Apparently as a response to this meme of like, well, I don't sing it like that. You guys are making fun of me. Except that like, it sounded almost identical to the recorded version of the song.
I can't tell if this is her being aware and is like playing along with the meme.
It doesn't seem like it.
She seems too out of touch to be doing
that.
Well,
it seems like she's genuinely bothered by it too.
Also, when rich people are bothered by TikTok and Reddit and stuff, like y'all, it's just that thing. It's just, you're not one of us. You're not like us.
No.
And I think this is a thing and a point I feel like I have to continually argue with people about is like the rich people don't fucking, they don't care about you.
No.
So like,
or us or anyone.
Would I care?
Yeah.
Why do they? I don't care about you. You guys don't care about us.
Celebrities,
let's just be, yeah, yeah, rich people.
Yeah.
So let's just
we
be
care about
real.
You.
We care about you because you are one of us.
Yes.
They
we are not
are
wealthy.
Not like they are not like us.
No.
So okay. So I just but also she's mad.
I'll play you the clip,
okay.
And I think it will make more sense. We'll give you guys the audio for as much as we can, obviously.
Do you think
but
you could tell from just mouth alone, or.
Probably. I'll screen record it.
Okay. Okay, so she said she's not going to do it.
But the way she's like staring down the audience.
Okay.
She's like. Her eyeballs are bulging right out of her head.
I know.
And I'm one to talk, honestly.
So I guess like Todd Commander just said, embrace it. Like, honestly, yeah, also it's a thing too. Like, if you've practiced something so many times, like, if that's just the way you're doing it, that's the way you're doing it, you know?
Well, and that's just the way that it sounds in the recording. That's just how it sounds in the recording. And like, sure, is that maybe a little embarrassing in the year 2025? Yeah, fair enough. And it was a different time.
Right. It was a different time.
You were a different version of yourself. And maybe you look back at that now and you're like, I would not have recorded that that way. But it is what it is. Like,
but also if you're performing it live, you can perform it however you want.
Yes.
Also to stop the show, like preface it and then postface it. What is, what's the post?
I don't know.
What's after?
Postface it.
Postface it. There's a word for it. I can't think
sure.
of it.
Sure.
We like, so, oh my gosh. Okay.
The thing
so,
that gets me though is like, the level of frustrated or like bothered that these people are by people making fun of them. Like, if I, as a peon who does not make nearly enough money to be considered like part of the like Katy Perry realm of people, can sit and take my lumps on the internet when people make fun of me, when
wish
people say
dead.
Terrible things
horrible,
to me because
awful,
I'm fat,
awful.
Because I'm queer, people wish all kinds of
yes.
ill on me and the people that I love. Tell me that I don't deserve to exist. And also just like, quite frankly, just make fun of me sometimes.
So, yes.
If I can take my
they
lumps and just be like,
apart.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah. It's yeah. fine. It doesn't matter. Like when you get like meaningful criticism, obviously that's important to pay attention to, like pay attention to that.
Yes.
But like when cheap people seats. Are just picking at you just to do it, like, oh, well. Like,
okay.
It's fine. Who cares?
Also,
like, cry into your $100 bills, Katy Perry.
But, like, this isn't, like, a, you know, she really stuck it to the haters moment.
No.
Because, like, she's, but also then, too, she's made it aware that she's aware. But
yes.
then she didn't change anything or do anything or, like, get,
correct.
Get a gotcha on him.
Yeah.
So she didn't, like, nothing, you just clearly showed everyone that you're just mad.
Yeah.
So
you're just bothered
like,
by
more,
the criticisms.
But, what I was going to say with, like, also, it's crazy. Every time I see a performance, it's literally her. It's like they play the first chord and they're like, you guys take it away now, okay? Thanks for paying $500 for these tickets.
And
you
she
guys
doesn't
are singing.
Sing at all. It's
like,
so
I understand
confusing.
Wanting to sing along and stuff too, but like,
sure.
I still want to watch you do the thing
yes.
that you're supposed to be really fucking good at that
yes.
I can't do.
And also, like, some of the best live performances I've ever seen are people who, obviously, they're singing the song close enough to the recording so that when you're singing along, you're not like,
yes.
whoa, what's going on? But they add a little pizzazz,
yes,
a little fun.
Flair.
Like, yeah,
transitions
there's
songs.
Different, yeah, like, different runs, and maybe we're going to, like, really belt out a note here
yeah.
or there, right? We're, like, we're doing something. But mostly people come to the performances because they want to watch yes. you sing the thing.
I will say, though, my favorite part of live performances, though, is when the transitions from songs mm-hmm. is like when they have like a little jam session in between.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you start like, oh, is that, what chord yeah. is that? Uh-huh. Oh, what note is that? Oh, well, hold yeah. on. That and melody like, sounds a little familiar. And then you're like, it's coming.
It's happening.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Yeah. Like a wave or something. Yeah.
Yes, it's
that
fun.
That shit's the fucking best. It's I got so goosebumps. That's good
I know.
Shit. Yeah.
I love that.
Same.
We are very much like people who were ripe victims of the church evangelical thing oh. of like, we just really like loud music
yeah.
and like live music. Yeah. And so of course I got sucked into a mega church, yeah. not a mega church, but a church at one point. Anyways, I just thought that you would appreciate the update to that situation because it's silly.
Honestly.
Cuckoo bananas. I think this is a good lesson in recognizing like the best way to move on from criticism like that is to just
ignore it.
Simply not acknowledge it. If it does really bother you, then like talk to your people about it.
You
complain about it to your people.
I know you got yes men, yes women, yes
but
people.
Openly, publicly acknowledging that is just not going to make it better.
Also, did
it
she pull
does.
That guitar out for like three chords?
Yes.
And then
she Which
played,
again, also,
she was up higher on the neck than I thought she would be. I was surprised
fair.
By that, but it probably was just a bar chord.
I don't know what that means, but
up on the neck of the guitar. So normally everyone plays your like C, E, G, Ds. Those are like Taylor Swift plays your cowboy chords.
Cowboy chords.
You know
yes,
about cowboy
told me
chords.
Yeah, you've told me about cowboy chords.
Yes, okay.
Your cowboy chords.
I'm many things I can do. Put words together that sound similar
Honestly,
to them.
Same.
Not one of them. Oh goodness, this isn't an anti Katy Perry podcast.
No,
but it's not.
Like I said, I just thought you would appreciate the update.
Thank you for the update.
Okay, so what is this thing you sent me?
Okay, let's screen record this. I say, let's just go in. This is something we've touched on before, but I say, let's make an episode about it. We're eating crackers, so let's chomp into it.
Yeah,
you know?
let's be bitch eating crackers about it. Oh, okay. This is coming from the gym. Sorry for the through the screen stank.
We must flip the narrative right now. We are not in a male loneliness epidemic. We are in a male pervert epidemic. I am 1 week out from graduating college, and I've never had a boyfriend. I have never done anything, if you catch my drift, and it is solely because I mean, like, what am I working with right now? Now, I don't claim to be all that in a bag of chips, okay? I don't need anyone calling me fugly. I think I'm pretty fine, whatever, like, I'm average, that's fine, whatever. But 90% of the interactions I've had with men at college have been somebody coming up to me on a dance floor and borderline humping me, yeah. No words first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can I get your number now?
Ew.
And like, even on dating apps too. I mean, my Barstool account for my university, I'm sure other universities have this too, have Tinder Tuesday, where each week they do this. They post what men have sent to women. And it's always absolutely berserk.
Oh, no.
And men want to complain about being by themselves. And it's because all these fuck-ass losers being like, oh, boys are just easier to raise than girls. You did not socialize that fucking Neanderthal. Oh my God, they literally ooga booga at you. And then are like, why didn't she want me? They do backflips instead of talking to you. They show off for their friends instead of introducing
yes.
themselves.
Yes.
That last bit
And
was...
I'm not even that sad about it because a lot of my friends and girls, like my girlfriends that if you guys see this, I'm not talking about you, but I've met some girls that they'll introduce their boyfriends and I'm like, oh, I'm good. Men gotta figure this one out. This is not on us. Do better. Act like a normal human being. The fuck?
100%.
That the last bit was that ooga booga shit was a bar.
Yeah,
that was
that's
crazy.
Very true.
That's like
honestly.
The most like distilled down like LaCroix version of not even LaCroix because that
yeah,
shit packs
no,
flavor.
That's
got a punch.
Yeah,
you know
that's ice through the veins or whatever. That fucking
yeah, fucking
yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, because you know we're not in college anymore.
Yeah,
so I can only imagine what the experience is. But like,
okay, but also,
what a read.
When I was in college,
go on.
This is something about me that you guys probably don't know because I don't really talk about it. But
yeah,
I
say it.
I had a real.
You were a little fucking.
I was. It wasn't like a hoe phase because we were monogamous, but it was like a bit of a, you know, like the churchy kid finally gets out from under their parental supervision
the
kind
yeah,
of phase.
Which is totally fair. And appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I spent Halloween my freshman year stranded at the light rail station in my underwear because
yeah.
I didn't time the train right, so me and my friend just sat in our underwear. Like,
yeah.
It was, like, that kind of energy, right?
Yeah.
But there was, like, a phase of my life in college where I was going to, like, 18 and up clubs and things like
yeah.
that.
Can you imagine now?
I know. No, absolutely not. But at the time, it was lit, right? It was really fun.
I feel like back before COVID, before phones really.
I would go dancing with my friends, and there was one evening where we went dancing, and I had this little dress that I had just bought from, like, Forever 21 or whatever the fuck.
Emphasis on the little.
Yeah, because it had, like, these cutouts here where there was, like, it was like a bra with like a skirt. They were like connected in the middle. It's very like monokini vibes, right? But they were like these triangular things. And I was dancing with my friends and some strange man who I did not know, who was definitely not 18 years old. He was definitely like older than like 21. He was like probably in their like 24, 25 age range. Looked like a man, like an adult. And put his hands inside of the cutouts of my dress and groped me. Just like, and I was like, hello? What happened to hi? How are you?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And, like, God bless one of my friends, grabbed his hands and fucking, like, yanked him, like, pushed him, you know? But, like, what is that? Why would I want to talk to you now? Yeah. Like, I don't, first of all, I don't even know
fuck
you.
Yeah,
I literally didn't even know what he looked like because he came up from behind me.
Jesus Christ.
But, like, I mean, and that was then, you know? That was, like, what, 10, 11 years ago, probably?
Punk was a little bit longer than...
Yeah, 12, probably like 12, 13 years ago. Like, oh God, we're old.
You're old, I'm not.
Shut up.
You're older.
But like, this has been a problem for a really long time.
Yeah.
This is not a thing that is like, oh, it's a new, like, no, this is consistently men are fucking disrespectful and objectifying and fucking terrible at interacting with people that they supposedly want to share company with so badly.
Well, and I think, too, this also the point, I think this is a good way to tie in several topics.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll have no issue talking about this.
Yeah.
What do moms do? Moms raise their daughters.
Oh, yeah. The phrase is we raise our daughters and we love our sons.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very much boys will be boys.
Yes.
And then boys will be boys until men become men.
Yeah.
And
to be clear, it's a phrase that is intended to convey the inequity in the way that patriarchy influences the child rearing process. That's not uplifting that as normal. It's just a commentary on that. But yeah, it is very much like a, we teach our daughters to be self-sufficient. And obviously this isn't a binary, you get it, to be self-sufficient and to be, you know, capable and that they're responsible for everything, that they have to take care of themselves and they have to do everything and be achievers and do a good job and take care of everybody else and like more. But we're allowing these fuck-ass kids, these fuck-ass boys to turn into fuck-ass men who don't care about the people around them, that do absolutely no introspection, and then sit there with their fucking grubby, unclipped fingernail hands out saying, gimme, 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 gimme. Give me what I want. Why don't you take care of me and like slot into my life? Because that's how it's supposed to be, right? Wrong.
I also, too, this is so interesting, too. Let's see if I can do it before I forget it.
Yeah.
Because people in the comments were also talking about the... So men who are aware then.
Yes.
Am
I hurting you putting my...
No.
Okay.
Men who also are aware are now... This is where... This is the patriarchy fucking fucks everyone. This is why the shit is... this is why feminism is always good.
Yes.
This is why patriarchy bad. Because now we have men acting like... I mean, they were already doing this too. But like now men who know this is wrong and not the way to interact with women don't want to interact with women and be perceived as a perv. So then end up... Either like kindness to a fault, not like the nice guy thing to be clear, but just like we're like so passive and so like, I will do anything to make sure you don't think I am one of those men.
Yes.
But then the men who do that shit ruin it now for people
for
who
everybody.
Are normal fucking know how to socialize with people
Exactly.
who don't have dicks.
Yeah.
Now.
I do feel like this is kind of, because I relate to that a little bit, right? Obviously I'm not like I'm an AFAB person. I'm not a woman or a man. I'm sort of. I don't know, neither. But I have also had a similar anxiety, right? Like when I was first starting to date people who were not cishet men, there was a lot of discomfort for me in like, I want to express that I am attracted to you, that I'm interested in you, that I want to date you, that I find you sexy or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I am terrified to make anybody ever feel the way that cis men make everybody feel.
Yes.
And so it turns into this thing where like, I was being this like overly respectful little bean
oh my,
to the degree that it was like, you almost can't tell that I'm attracted to you anymore.
No, you would think, like, is this a...
Because I'm like, I don't know how to go about that without it coming across.
Like, is this an email?
It's like, yes, it's like this hypervigilant thing that you do to yourself where you, like, suppress the way that you want to express to people that, like, I do want to date you and I do find you attractive and I do find you, like, so alluring and amazing and cool and wonderful. And I'm just like fascinated by you and I want to spend all my time with you. But I don't know how to say that because
I don't want to be that person.
I don't ever want to come off that way. Yes. Yeah. And so it's again that thing where like people who are fucking shitty and have no interest in improving themselves sort of ruin it for everybody, right? Because when you are a respectful person, then you're like, I don't want to do that, you know? And so you end up sort of like, reclusing a little bit and being like having to go back to the drawing board in like figuring out how to interact with people. And like, obviously it's, you know, that's not that serious. Like it's fine. Right. I'm hardly the victim in that scenario for like not wanting to make other people feel uncomfortable, but it's just a shitty thing where it does sort of stain like the whole thing for everybody who's not a piece of shit.
I'm not saying it's a couple because it's quite frankly, it's most, if not all.
Yeah.
But like it ruins the whole lot, you know?
Yes. Yeah. It ruins the whole thing.
I also think it's interesting too, the like socializing aspect of it too, because especially for like parents, like, we kind of had this conversation the other day.
Yeah.
But just, like, parents, like, my impression is, at least from what I've heard from my small super sect of people who have kids.
Sure.
Is that it seems like no one wants to, like, the people who are actively parenting their kids anymore seems to be far and few between.
Yeah.
And, like, we're relying on schools and all this sort of things. And I think this is where the boys will be boys thing. Because girls generally, to use binary, are generally nitpicked to death.
Yes.
So by the time you're adults, you have already had a slew of fucking Rolodex, if you will, of fucking mental checklists, things you're aware of, things to look out for, things that you're probably hyper aware of, not sensitive to. Yes. Meanwhile, men, boys, just no, like, life skills, like, physically cool, whatever, but, like, the ability to communicate with someone, like, cannot be stated. I think, like, that would have saved years of heartache, I think, in our marriage.
Oh, yeah.
If I had had those skills earlier on.
Yes.
But I was very much left to my own devices.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, like, I think just continuing to get worse, right? Mm-hmm. And to be clear, that's not necessarily, like, a fault on behalf of parents alone. Like, a lot of that is to do with capitalism and the way that, like, you know, a single job is not enough to sustain a family anymore. So, you have to rely on childcare as this means to sort of occupy your kid and keep them bare minimum just safe while you do your best to keep like a fucking, you know, roof over everybody's head.
Yeah.
But that lack of time or interest in educating children about like, hey, actually that's not cool, right? Or like to be able to monitor the media that they're consuming, right? Like I have a couple of friends who are teachers and the way that these middle school age, like elementary age boys are talking about Andrew Tate is horrifying. Where they're like idolizing this adult man who's actually a fucking terrible person.
Yeah.
But because they have unfettered access to the internet, in some cases, they're learning these things and absorbing these things about relationships and society and like gender roles and whatever that are just going unchallenged because, again, either parents don't care because they suck or because parents don't have the time or, you know, the bandwidth to be like, hey, whoa, little Tuck, what's that? What are you fucking watching and why are you listening to this person, you know?
I think it, like, can absolutely not be understated. And, like, I know, like, oh, the last generation, you know, the kids, you're like, what are the that goddamn rock music, you know? But I feel like in this case, it really is different. And this is not, like, fucking... You know, just beaten down, like, but like, I feel like the manosphere and stuff has genuinely, without a doubt, like, corrupted an entire generation of young men.
Yes.
Like,
absolutely.
So, which is so crazy, which is so funny too, because like, the nexus of power and being married and all of that shit, right?
Sure, sure, sure.
Sure. But then, like, the things they are doing, and God bless fucking women and femme people for like finally standing.
Yes.
10 toes down and being like, we're not accepting this.
Yeah.
Like, y'all figure your shit out. The emotional labor. I mean, generally, there's still pick me's out there and stuff. And
again, too,
not saying shaming is a good thing, but I think that should be something that should be shamed because that also enables that behavior.
Yeah.
Like, There was someone literally, they were engaged and getting, and they were like trying to have a conversation with me about like the lock and key shit. And I was like, ew. I'm like, do I feel bad? Or am I just like, this is what you, like, no one deserves that. But I'm like, yeah. God, like, do you talk with your soon to be wife like that with, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
Like, do you feel bad or do you just like that's what you deserve?
Do they not know that that's how you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But like, back to my point, like, just like, I think this is a thing where the thing that they want, they use all these tips and tricks. And
it's
I think I've talked about this before. Like, it would not surprise me, especially too, because I think, again, and I don't care if this tin hat shit, but like Russian right wing propaganda creating angry, sexually frustrated men is the greatest. I mean, clearly, is like one of the greatest forces using to like to repress and.
Well, to essentially like sow chaos, right?
Yes.
Because ultimately what's happening is that these people who are historically uplifted in society as having like more power than their peers are now being whipped up into this very violent and radicalized group of people who take it out on everybody around them, like all of the marginalized people who just so happen to share space with them, which ultimately translates to being incredibly vulnerable to things like conspiracy theories, to misinformation, to disinformation, which creates a perfect group of people that can be radicalized and, you know, whipped up into supporting somebody who is a fascist, right? And like, sure, yes, that is kind of like tin hat shit, whatever, but like, I don't know. That doesn't necessarily feel that,
that doesn't feel out to lunch to me.
Especially in a world where we have like verified Russian interference in the 2016 election. I don't really think that's reaching that far. People said that we were like cuckoo bananas for talking about that in reference to this year's past election.
Is that about us on our podcast?
Yes.
Go out of your fucking minds.
Well, no one who's here anymore, you know, but like people who said things like, you know, us saying that, for example, supporting Kamala Harris is not a great thing, right? Like, we didn't feel awesome about that. And it certainly was a better choice than not voting at all or voting third party and like throwing a vote away because it seems like, I don't know, the person who stands to benefit from dividing a group of people with the power to not elect a fascist would be like, I don't know, the guy who's trying to put other fascist dictators in his pocket for the ultimate goal of doing other fucking war crimes, shit. Like crazy shit. I don't know. It's just, it's very frustrating to me, the like, well, like, sure, yes. Mm-hmm. Be very wary of misinformation and disinformation. Obviously, we talk about that all the time on the channel. And I don't know that saying that like young men being radicalized into alt-right ideals is to the benefit of fascists and like authoritarian dictatorships is really that out to lunch.
I think it's just so funny though, to go back to like the pipeline thing where like these men are consuming this dating advice and this information and stuff to try, and it's like that
it's
one
like the
guy,
pickup artist
that,
thing.
Yeah, the pickup artist thing to try and appeal to women.
Yeah.
And they're actually doing like the farthest thing from it.
Yes.
And then they go and try and use these tips and tricks to try and get women. And then they end up getting fucking pie in the face.
Yeah.
And then puts them further down the thing. I feel like it's like all a pipeline actually to becoming an incel.
Yes.
But they're too dumb to realize that's what fucking is happening.
Yes. The thing that gets me too is the like insistence that all of this is about, you know, being an alpha male, or like they started saying a different term now. I think they call them, is it Omega?
Sigma.
Sigma. That's just what it is. I don't know. I'm old and I don't know what
the lingo is these days.
Yeah, but they've started calling themselves like Sigma males and whatever. But it is really for the benefit of other men. You want other men to tell you that they think you're so fucking cool.
Yes.
To the degree that you're willing to victimize, marginalize, oppress, and harm the people that you are supposedly attempting to get the attention of.
No, literally.
Like, it's not about women at all. And I think it also just underlines the problem that these people don't actually want company, relationships, affection from or with women.
Yes.
Yeah. It's ultimately about, like, the male approval aspect of it. But also that, like, of course, no one wants to be in a relationship with you, romantic or sexual or otherwise, because you're a fucking unsafe person. Yes. Because you view people as objects through which, yes, through which that you can
collect or like,
yeah, amass.
It's the Bertina Cage thing, I feel.
Yes. Well, yeah, you're trying to amass approval and like street cred to get other people to like you. Of course, no one wants to fucking hang out with you.
Weird.
You're fucking scary. Like, hello? The other thing about it, too, I think we're in sort of like an interesting moment in time, in the sense that like women, queer people, gender nonconforming people, very much in a scary situation right now.
Yeah.
Right. And we, at least for the fucking time being, exist in a world where like we have the right to have our own fucking credit cards. Right. And like no fault divorce exists for like, you know, the next 5 minutes probably.
might not be here by the time this episode goes.
And so I know. And so at least there are these very small things that allow us to exercise our own autonomy, and people like that are really not fond of that, I don't know, trend, I guess.
Because
it doesn't, yes, because you're allowed to say no, because it doesn't allow them to force people into partnerships like it has in years past. And so now people are able to actually say, no, we don't want to fucking be in relationships with you. We would literally rather fucking be alone than to share space with you because you're fucking dangerous. You know, so we would rather feed into our friendships and our communities and, you know, especially for queer people, right? Yeah. Like, I'm not going to date a cis man anytime soon. Like, I'm not going to date anybody who has traits or identity features that are a potential risk for me to my safety, you know? And it's not that I think, obviously I'm married to a man, so it's not that I think fucking all men are terrible or whatever. Like, no, man. But like, generally speaking, the risk is just not worth it to me.
No.
And it's not.
No, and also the thing that's rich to me about all this fucking shit, too, is all the, like, the return to, like, family values and, like, the return to fucking whatever the fuck. Like, also, like, okay, cool. Can people afford to do that? Like, you guys want that shit so bad, but we just keep making people more poor.
Yes.
Making things more unaffordable.
Yes.
More impossible to achieve, obtain. Yeah. Like, a single income household.
Mm-hmm.
You would fucking perish. Like,
the gag, too, is that even in the era that all of the Trumpers idealized, right, the 1940s, 1950s, most people couldn't afford to have a single house or a single income household then.
Also,
the only people who were able to do that were generationally wealthy white people who had every advantage handed to them. That wasn't even a fucking normal thing then. It was just a very pervasive myth populated in the media. And because like the internet didn't exist, it was a very easy lie to tell. So that now looking back, we have this over romanticized vision of like a decade or a generation gone by, and like that's not real.
You know, also the richness of that too is also is that like at that point that's probably one of the most empowered time for women too, because you just come back from during World War II.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
No, like Rosie the Riveter and all that shit. That was during that time. Yeah,
and that's also
women were back home taking care of fucking everything.
Yes.
Meanwhile, everyone else is fighting fucking Nazis.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, we fail to see the. I feel like the irony there is completely fucking lost.
And that's kind of the thing too. That's
on
why
these fucking Neanderthals.
Historically, the insistence on a return to traditional family
was
values
to get women out
was
of
so prevalent in the 1950s because men were incredibly threatened by the fact that
women
stayed
and did.
Yes, women had now had the opportunity to become part of the workforce and didn't want to leave.
No.
So we created this whole set, right? Like the Leave It to Beaver family thing, right? The I Love Lucy thing.
Fucking
all
back
of that
in your cage,
was
back
very popular media at that time because we were trying to reset our social consciousness to say, well, you don't want to work in the factories.
You don't actually.
Really, what you want is to be like June Cleaver.
Because what happens when you start making money?
Right. And like, no. Yes. No, we did not.
Because what happens when you start making money?
Independence,
autonomy.
Baby. Yeah.
Fucking funny
exactly.
How that works.
Yeah. And also to have the opportunity to explore your own identity and individuality before being forced into a partnership with somebody who dehumanized you, who didn't care about you, who viewed you merely as a hole to fuck and a mommy figure, right? And a person who essentially served as like unpaid labor and childcare for the kids that you only wanted for the status symbol that you were going
to
parade around, to your other your other men friends.
God forbid you didn't have a boy either.
I know. yeah, exactly. You just keep popping out kids. Yeah. But that opportunity to do all of those things before you were forced into this like indentured servitude, this coerced servitude, yeah, would often give people like a sort of eye opening, like, I don't really want that actually.
Yes.
Right. I'm very satisfied with the idea of being an independent person who can afford to take care of myself and, you know, whatever. At least that, yeah, was a better alternative for a lot of people than the idea of being viewed as an object.
I think it's just so interesting. It's difficult too to like pinpoint, because like for us, obviously, like we had a very like eye opening experience, especially like during COVID and time to, yeah, think and like,
sure,
process and kind of like break down what, yes, we wanted, do some self reflection.
Yes.
And I'm not saying like, especially us as children, like we were, or young adults, like we were definitely very much going through the steps, going through the hoops.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
so I'm not definitely sure there's like a way, as far as like a solution or like a catalyst to like, hey, everyone, but also too with the way the internet is nowadays, like it's not, I don't know why it came out like that.
I thought it was kind of cute.
I don't know why or how, like there's so much more opportunity, I think, to step outside of your bubble.
Yes.
Today, now.
Definitely.
For people, or at least maybe not even step outside of your bubble, because I know it forces you down a funnel, but like,
yeah,
the introspection, or like the, you can't say like when we were growing up, gay, poly, like queerness.
Not a thing.
Not didn't really have access to media, like maybe from like popular movies, kind of like there'd be, sure, the quirky gay character and stuff.
Yeah.
And like,
but they were still very like dehumanized and reduced to, yes, a stereotype, right? Yes. They weren't portrayed as people.
It was very like a counter, like not counterculture, yes, but very much like not.
Yeah. Well, and even then it was like, you know, oh, some women have like the sassy, bitchy gay friend,
yes,
who was always a white man, yes, right? Who was always an affluent man. Yeah. Dressed always
very
effeminate.
You say metrosexual.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was like always that.
Anyone that wipes
stereotype,
their ass,
or
probably gay.
Yeah. Or if you were portraying a queer woman,
yeah,
always a butch lesbian,
always
no in between, and again affluent white people,
yes,
that was
not people of color.
No, there was like no representation, yes, of anything beyond those very limiting stereotypes.
But I feel like nowadays too, like there's just not as much excuse, I feel like, because
yeah,
there's so much, especially like last, like inundated with that,
yeah,
so I just don't know how, because also too, like comp het being sit, like there's nothing wrong with that when it's a decision that's been made, I feel like. Or I feel like...
Well, compet's not a decision, to be fair.
No, I know it's not. But I mean, like, choosing to be straight is not inherent. Like, there's nothing wrong. Like, if you're straight, there's nothing wrong with
it. Oh, yeah, just, like, being straight.
Being straight,
yeah,
nothing wrong,
yeah,
with that. But I feel like when especially for men, when our dick is leading our decisions,
mm-hmm,
then, like, that, I think that, like, you not wanting to date,
yeah,
cis hetero men.
Yes.
Totally fair, totally valid.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's especially egregious when, like, we're just like, because Andrew Tate is telling me to do this thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're, yeah, not actually, like, we're thinking about, like, what hole we can put our dick in. And we've talked,
yeah,
about, like, you were just talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just interesting. Like, there's no, it's just, if there is a way to, like kickstart self-reflection, I guess.
Yeah. Well, but I think that's the thing, though, is,
yeah,
that, like, information is more readily available now than it ever has,
sure,
been.
And
I think because of that, people tend to find it very uncomfortable,
yeah,
to be confronted with things that are different from their pre-existing views.
Yeah.
Right. And so especially if you grow up in a family that's like Republican and very repressive
and
yeah, yeah, all the things, then being confronted with the existence of people who defy the narrative that you've been taught causes your brain a lot of distress. And so then we look toward media that confirms the bias that we already,
yeah,
have.
That's fair.
So we just narrow in on that, right? And the other thing about it too is that, like, I don't even know if it's necessarily like, because it is very much the thing of like, I want to take Andrew Tate's advice because I want to be somebody that Andrew Tate would approve of.
Ew,
right?
Gross.
Yeah, it's like the parasocial thing and, ugh, like the celebrity worship thing.
Oh, so they don't,
right,
really exist. And quite frankly, they probably would,
no,
fucking hate you.
No, yeah. Well, they don't care.
They would truly.
But because all of your friends also idolize Andrew Tate,
ugh,
I want my friends to approve of me. So we're all going to follow this advice, even though it's bad advice. It doesn't work. It's dangerous. It's oppressive. It's scary. But I'm doing it because I want the approval of men, because, ugh, men historically have more power in my worldview. And,
uh-huh,
also practically that is kind
practically,
of true. Yeah.
It's a privilege.
Men have more power,
yeah,
so I want their approval, right? It's not even, that's what I'm saying, it's not even about wanting to be attractive. And that's also why, like, the male loneliness epidemic thing is such a fucking farce, because, mm-hmm, like, yes, is it a problem that we have had so many of these shitty people sort of like pollute the waters, like,
ugh,
we were talking about earlier, that,
fucking,
like, toxic,
you
know,
sludge.
People like you and me are like, ooh, I don't want to be like them,
yeah,
like, yes, of course. And ultimately, these people who are like incels, that say, oh, I'm so lonely because women are such bitches or they're so choosy or whatever. It was never about them, though.
No.
Right? You're only lonely because you lack the social skills to develop true and meaningful relationships.
Yes.
Because the only people that you associate with are other men
you can who lap up
this toxic, patriarchal, oppressive, and misogynistic viewpoint about the world. And so you guys are terrified of intimacy, of emotions, of like any level of like emotional intelligence. So all of your relationships consist of like fart jokes, dick jokes, and jokes about oppressing and brutalizing people.
Yeah.
So you don't know anything about each other. You have no shared interests. You have no shared hobbies. You're not participating in any kind of actual relationship development. Yeah. You're just recycling the same fucking shitty, scary jokes to each other and shitty talking points to each other. So, of course, you're fucking lonely. But that's not anybody's fucking fault except for yours. When you become an adult and you have the opportunity to learn, you chose not to. So that's not on anybody except for the people who are choosing to not improve themselves, even in the face of this information where people are like, hi.
Yeah.
No, we don't like that. Please stop doing that. They're like, nah, bitches. Women are so choosy.
Like what? Also, too, I think it's interesting, too. I don't know if this is like an actually good put together or whatever, like an idea. Sure. But also, too, like when the internet raises your kid kind of a thing. I really feel like this is like another byproduct of like no one can afford to do shit. Everyone is both parents are working out of the home. We're basically just relying on school,
if we even have
the fucking
parents,
internet to keep track of their kids, you know, especially you know, to raise their kids. They find this information. And then like now here we go, which is also another thing that's rich to me about this, too, is like if there was a stay at home parent.
Yeah.
Or someone like maybe just like you miss one, like just one of these people isn't fucking left with zero social skills.
Yeah.
Granted, like there's always been a problem with like boys will be boys. Like
that's always been an issue.
Like
traditionally
mom and dad for the sake of. But it just makes me think like this is just like such a byproduct of like the internet being the fucking caregiver.
Yeah. No, I think so too. Well, and because especially now where like teachers, for example, they're very aware that there's a lot of problems, but they're not getting paid enough.
No,
first of all,
no.
But second of all, they don't have any fucking time
or resources
to intervene. Right. Because class sizes are fucking massive and expectations about testing scores and like all of the effort and time that these teachers are supposed to be putting in, they're drowning. Those people don't have time to sit down with your kid and be like, hi, so this is scary.
This is not on them. This is not on teachers. Yeah.
No, but I mean, I feel like it's just kind of a depiction of what happens when we're in like the end stage of
this
capitalism.
This is late stage capitalism.
Yes, where like parents don't have the ability to be present with their kids because they're fucking drowning and they need to be constantly occupied to try to make enough money to just meet basic needs. Teachers and babysitters and daycare workers don't have the fucking time because they're also like, this is their job, right? They're just trying to fucking make ends meet. And so really the only influence that is consistently available is the fucking access to free internet.
Yeah.
Well, not free internet, but like access to the internet, right? And there are these terrible fucking people that are being consistently pushed by algorithms because they make a lot of money. And so these platforms, even though they're well aware that people like Jimmy Donaldson and fucking Andrew Tate and like whoever the fuck, right?
Whoever the fuck.
All of these fucking toxic, shitty people are shitty. But they make a lot of money for advertising for the platforms because they get a lot of clicks and views. Yeah, so we don't do anything.
Yep.
We don't talk about it. We don't say anything. We just continue to look the other way about their problematic behavior because we make money off of them. So these kids who are left to their own devices just suck up all of this information. And there's very few checkpoints along the way.
There's no roadblocks. There's no fucking stop.
Because like, who the fuck's going to stop that?
Yeah.
Like, it's difficult, if not impossible, to do that. Not impossible, but it's really difficult.
It's really hard,
Yeah. It's just a very sad, shitty thing that's happening because we, as like the collective, no longer have the time or availability or the money to really be as checked in as we would like to. Which also, honestly, like I know this is kind of a fucked up thing to say.
Say it.
But and it makes me really relieved that we're not having fucking kids.
God, they would have such a miserable time.
But also, like, okay, so let's say that we had kids who are assigned male at birth and they grow up and they, you know, identify with the sex that they were assigned at birth and all of those things, right?
Okay.
I would be constantly fucking terrified that our kid would grow up to be a fucking incel,
which is, or a Republican. We could push them to do that by trying to not do the like.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, like there's no way.
That's so stressful.
Yes.
Well, and how am I supposed to control the fact that our kid's going to go to fucking school with a bunch of kids who talk about Andrew goddamn Tate all day?
Literally.
What am I supposed to fucking do about that? Like, that's so scary. Like, I'm going to sit down. Obviously, like if we had kids, I would sit down with them and fucking talk about it.
Yeah.
But like, there's just like, it's fucking everywhere, right? Like, in some ways, I feel like things are more progressive than they ever have been because people are able to like openly talk about it on TikTok and social media and other places, right? I know, yeah. But then there is sort of an equal prevalence for misinformation and disinformation that is like radicalizing people in a shitty way that is like, right? Or like, let's say that our child was assigned female at birth, grew up and identified with that sex. I would be constantly fucking terrified about like, are your classmates being fucking scary? Like, do I need to fucking do something? Yeah. Like, I would be the parent for sure that would come unfucking glued. Like, I would get in a fucking...
You would probably be at school
I would get in a fist fight with somebody else's fucking parents if I found out that your kid was like snapping my child's bra straps or making fucking shitty jokes or talking about my child's fucking genitals at school.
It's gonna make my
Fucking fight somebody in the school parking lot and get arrested because there's just no world where I could like it would.
No, it would.
It would push my buttons.
Beat you up. Yeah,
I would. Oh, God. I just don't think I could.
We didn't let the dogs go to fucking doggy daycare with other dogs because we're like, I don't think they had a good
these
time.
These fucking mutts.
No.
What if they're not vaccinated? What if they weren't properly
and
socialized?
Homeschooling our kids because that's also a horrible. No offense if you've had a good homeschooling experience.
Sure.
But like,
socially, I know that I would be a bad homeschool teacher too.
Same. I'd be like, well, man, who gives a fuck?
You have to consciously make the choice to socialize your kid and provide them with that opportunity, which is also really stressful.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, how do you know you're doing it the right way?
Yes.
Like how, I don't know. There's just a lot of things about parenthood that scare the shit out of me, and I'm very relieved that we're not having kids.
I just think there's also this attitude, too, of, like, the sitting in your sorrow, the, like, sulking, the, like, I'm making myself mad enough. Like, like, the advice isn't working. I'm not relying on women. Like, this is how men lead to fucking... We don't talk about our feelings.
Oh,
but also, it's,
yes.
like, a thing when it's, like, feels good to be mad.
You're talking about, like, incels.
Yeah. Like, we're just making ourselves mad. But also, too... They're mad about the thing they can't have, which is community, but they're acting in ways that push them out of community. You know, it's just Ouroboros.
Yeah. No, just 100%. Just like round and round and round and round.
Yes.
But the funny thing about it, too, is that like
merry-go-round.
I think there is a subconscious part of those people that want community, right? They want to feel, so you're like, okay.
Yeah, we're okay.
They want to feel connected and seen. But to admit that is to be like a real pussy. So I'm not going to admit that.
Pussy checking in here.
And so they tell themselves what they want is approval and validation from these other toxic people, except that it doesn't actually feel good because they're still unseen and, you know, uncared for, and they're not in these like intimate and emotionally intelligent relationships. So they keep seeking more of this advice about like, you know, how do you trick women into being in a relationship with you?
You actually don't have to trick them. You just be nice and just treat them like people.
Yes, exactly. But, like, they continue to, like, up the ante and up the ante until they get to this place where they are well and truly incels now and blame the people that they've been trying to manipulate into being in a relationship with them, even though that's not actually what they want,
also,
you know?
Okay, so now you've tricked them.
No, exactly.
You just keep tricking them for forever?
Yes. Well, now you've trapped them, so you don't have to trick them anymore. Ugh. Once you trap them by being legally married, then you don't have to try anymore. That's like actually the party line for a lot of these scary people, which like, again, it's not surprising that nobody wants to fucking be in a relationship with you then because you're scary. Who would want that?
Apparently some people.
I know. Yeah. Some people apparently. Yeah,
people are not watching this channel.
Need a stern talking to about the way that they're selling out their fellow people. It's very disheartening, honestly.
It's so disheartening.
Very heartened, though, to see some people saying like, no, we're not going to be made to feel bad and we're not putting up with this.
This is not more labor on the back of women and femme people. That's for sure.
I know. Yeah. Or really just people who are not cis men.
Yeah.
I think the thing about it that is also important to stress here is that for some people, right, during the election especially, it was a pretty popular talking point discussing the radicalization of Gen Z young men. Mm-hmm. And how, like, well, of course, you've been telling them that they're terrible, so of course they voted for somebody like Donald mm-hmm. Trump. And, like, the answer supposedly being that we should just be nicer.
Actually, and no. Think the opposite. In fact, be more mean.
I agree with you. I think we should fucking be meaner. I mean, to be clear, we're not advocating for fucking bullying. Don't be fucking abusive. No. And the answer is not to kowtow and to hide from people who are fucking
because it gives them more hateful. Power.
Yes.
Don't fucking spine up.
It feels like a death rattle to me.
Yeah.
Really.
It's like giving up.
But like, fine. If you don't want to be in relationships with people who are informed and conscientious and educated, don't. Go over there.
Have
be
fun.
In your corner. Be and then in your you can fucking both talk timeout about, corner alone.
You can talk about how annoying you both are in your vows and you get married and then be fucking miserable together.
Yeah. Yeah. But honestly, a lot of those people are just going to be people that like consistently refuse to acknowledge the truth. That is, if you were a non-scary, kind, emotionally intelligent, compassionate, respectful, engaged, educated, willing to be educated person, that a lot more people would be willing to be in community with you. But you're going to reject that. So fine. Sit in your shit. Fucking sit over there fucking alone and complain with all of your fucking incel friends. But the answer is not asking people to continue to chop off little bits of themselves to make more space for people who are ultimately just mad
already
about the
privileged.
Fact.
They already have the space.
Yes. And they're ultimately just mad about the fact that they're no longer being given deference. We're no longer societally willing to
boys
look the other way.
Boys.
Yes. While your abusive behavior goes unchecked.
Yes.
Die mad about it then. How about that?
And alone.
Yeah. Like,
sorry.
That's fine. If that's the line that you're going to choose, that's the hill that you're going to choose to die on it then. Because all of the people who are willing to be kind and respectful, et cetera, are going to then be people that we're like, okay, we can share community yeah. with you.
I also, too, just as if I may, yeah. As a man, I think, like, there you can always make a decision at any point. Like, you
yes.
can always choose to be kind. You can
yes.
always choose, like, you can't necessarily, like, these are all things you can learn. You can learn about
yes.
empathy and sympathy and, like,
yeah.
understanding.
Emotional intelligence.
Yes. Like, this is yeah. not something even, this is not even something women and girls are born with.
No.
Either.
No.
Like,
that's not something that anybody is necessarily, like,
or good at even.
Rocketing out of the womb, being
yes.
perfect, empathic, kind, respectful people. Like, we learn that over time.
I also think, too, it's just a thing, too, where, like, people are, I'm going to say this, are kind of fucking soft. And, like, a lot of times, too, you don't get it right the first time or the second time or the
yeah.
third time.
Yeah.
And I think, too, especially, like, choosing to decide to be better, to make a difference, to try things in a different way,
yeah.
it's probably going to blow up in your face one,
yeah.
two, three, four, five times.
Yeah.
Like, but this is kind of that thing where, like, gumption, resilience.
Yeah.
Like,
and also, like, the importance of community.
Yes.
Right?
Like, and you will
retreat
bounce,
back.
Try again.
Yes.
And, like, like, if you are truly committed, then, like, you, like, there is a way. Like, it is
yes.
not, this is not an, I,
no, exactly.
This
yeah.
is not unfigure outable.
If you lack the ability to take the L and acknowledge
mm-hmm.
a failure in trying to learn,
yeah,
that's not on everybody else.
No.
It is not the world's job to kitten glove abusive and shitty men through the process of learning how to not be
yeah.
abusive and shitty.
Like, it will suck. It's hard.
Yeah,
like,
it feels bad.
Choosing to change the way you operate
sure.
is really fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah. And it is figure outable. It is mm-hmm. doable. And especially if you're somebody who is willing to acknowledge that you are not right all the time, that things are going to blow up in your face, and that people are not going to offer you a get out of jail free card
mm-hmm.
when you fuck shit up, right? But that's the thing, is that people who are addicted to this privilege feel
it's the addiction
like
to the privilege.
Equality and equity is oppression, and that's actually not true. Like, you
yeah.
need to learn how to rewire your brain, and that is nobody else's job but your own.
Yeah.
Figure
also,
it
no
out.
No one else can do it for you.
No!
You
and
can't.
It's not anybody's job to shrink themselves to make
yes,
that process
yes.
easier for you.
Yeah.
If you are committed to being a person who is safe and kind and respectful and educated and all of the things, then you should be doing that for the reward of that, not for the approval of other people. You shouldn't be quitting at your own self-evolution process because nobody is standing there after every single teeny tiny little victory
yes.
with a cookie and saying, like, good for you. You didn't abuse anyone today. That's cuckoo bananas behavior, dog.
That's like, I didn't murder someone today, so like,
exactly.
Steak, please.
But I feel like that's kind of the problem, too, is that a lot of the people who claim to be the nice guy are doing it because they view that behavior as a currency with which to bargain for their, I deserve a partner now because I was nice to you.
It's not
a fucking distribution system, boy. Like, that's not how it works. You have to be willing to do that because it's the right thing to do. This is the other thing
that
it irks me the same way that people who apologize because they're looking for absolution, they're not apologizing because it's the right thing to do. They're not apologizing because they want to just be better. They're apologizing because they want you to give them absolution for the wrongs that they've committed. Yeah. No, because that's about you now.
It's not about the
You're doing this supposed self-evolution for yourself, not for the people that you supposedly care so much about that you want to share community with and that you don't want to be lonely. It's not about loneliness It's about you. It's about not you, obviously, but it's about
you
needing approval from other people. Ultimately, you're just looking for validation, and that's not my fucking job. Call a therapist. Call your mother. Don't call me.
Call a therapist.
Call somebody, but not the fucking people that you supposedly want to be in relationships with so bad.
Not that bad.
No, exactly. Not that bad. Clearly, you don't care that much because you're not willing to let go of your own ego and your own addiction to validation long enough to actually humble yourself to fucking learn something for real.
That's what I think if we take
it. It's humble, like cosplaying.
We need to humble ourselves.
Yes. Honestly,
not you.
Just the people who are committed to co-signing their own shitty ass fucking behavior. Yeah. It's infuriating to me. Like I said, though, I think there is a part of this that is a little bit encouraging in that people are continuing to be like, no.
Yes.
I'm not doing
that. Keep up that energy.
Yeah. You don't fucking owe anybody shrinking yourself for their satisfaction and for their ego. That's shitty. And if anybody's asking you to do that, they're not wanting to actually be in relationship with you. They want you to stand there as an object and to dole out validation like fucking Kohl's cash. That's not your duty in life.
That is a crazy ref.
It's true, though. Is it not?
It's completely true.
Because Kohl's cash is just as meaningless as external validation if you have a problem in here.
Can we talk about a company made their actual own fake currency?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's capitalism.
It's also useless. Yeah. That too. Okay, do you want to talk about something a little bit encouraging, something a little uplifting then?
Yeah, get hobbies. Hobbies. Hobbies will lead you to community, which actually may lead you to relationships.
Yeah. And not necessarily in a romantic sense, right? Because I think
those relationships are more important.
Yes. Well, and I think our society also has this like obsession with romantic relationships being more meaningful and better than your relationships with friends and family and community and whoever.
Should not be actually.
Which is so annoying.
Because a lot of times those community relationships are often around longer than.
Yes.
That's
something people. Yeah.
Damn. What's the word?
Romantic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something that people have talked about on TikTok, actually. That like their grandma or, you know, like older family members will talk about how, you know, the people that were with, you know, their grandma or whatever, when she died were her friends.
Yeah.
They were her lifelong companions and not her husband.
Yeah.
Right. And like, sure, maybe that's because he had died or whatever. Sometimes that's the case. But ultimately, like the people who show up for you are your lifelong friends. And also,
if they can do it before phones.
That too. But I think it's also a good reminder that the people who have kids or shame people like us for not having kids because they say, well, who will take care of you when you die? Our fucking friends. That's who.
Nobody.
The people who have loved me for my whole life. Not my fucking children. Yeah. You don't fucking. Also, you shouldn't be having kids for that reason.
It's not their jobs. Yeah,
either. That's rude. Ew.
It's kind of funny in a way because you pay for daycare for the kids when they're young, and then you hope that the kids will pay for daycare for you when you're old.
Except that people aren't an input-output machine.
Ouroboros again.
You just like the word Ouroboros.
It's such a cool visual. It's a good word.
It's a good word. Okay, the thing that I think has been uplifting for me lately is finding, like, a specific to you type of empowered movement.
Okay.
Right. If that's
okay,
a little shimmy at your desk while you're listening to music.
Oh, movements.
Yeah.
I think it meant like a movement, like no, liberation.
Like moving your body. That too. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, we all know that I'm on a running journey. So that's been really fun.
You've been running more than me lately.
For me. I know, I've been doing a little workout, so I love that. But the other thing that I've discovered is that I love dance cardio.
I believe that.
I did a little 90s dance cardio. There was a Spice Girls one that I did that was so fun.
Love.
But I've been trying to be better about like being in my body instead of like in my brain. And that has made me feel a lot better.
Did you come up with that right now?
What?
In your body and not in your brain?
I feel like that's a pretty well-shared sentiment in the therapeutic community. I can't take credit for that, I guess.
Okay, that sounded really good.
It is a good phrase, yeah. So if you're feeling a little doom and gloom this week, turn on some music that you enjoy or something that makes you feel a little... Yeah. Do a little shimmy, do a little stretch.
Yeah.
Have a little fun in your body because it is actually really good for your brain. Science says so, and so do I.
Science says so. It makes sense. We love vibrations.
Yes, we really do. Yeah, if you're an ex-evangelical and you felt like you felt the Holy Spirit in church service, by the way.
Power chords and a banging sound system.
You might just really like live music, actually, or loud music. So maybe try that if it's not overstimulating to you, because I discovered that also. So good. All right, big love to you guys. Thanks for watching this episode.
Thank you for watching.
Listening
to us
bitching and moaning. So,
If you guys want to keep hanging out with us and other like-minded people who are not incels, you can join the Discord at $5 or above. And the Snosh Blossoms?
Yeah, you can join the Snosh Blossoms here on YouTube or on Patreon. There's a link in description for both. But you should join the Discord server because we're all a bunch of silly little gooses. It's quite fun. So, okay. Thanks for coming. We love you so much. We'll see you next time. Bye.